Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our cruising altitude. Please unfasten your seatbelts and turn on all of your electronic devices. Relax and enjoy your journey into Mesa's uncharted territory.
Come on, come on, baby. You with me? Come with me, baby.
from Mason's brand new CD, Motions of Love, was Get With Me. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with Mike. Mike, how are you?
Doing okay today, sir. How's everything going out there in Vegas?
Everything is fine. I want to let you know that Niamen is in the chat room. Welcome, Niamen. Joe from Germany, welcome. And we have a guest in the chat room as well. So here's the deal with our guest, Mesa. She is performing tonight in San Diego at Anthology. She is part of the Angela Bofill Experience, and she flew from Baltimore to San Diego. Her flight landed at 1:15, so she is scheduled to call in at 2:30, around that time. That should give her, you know, enough time to get off the plane and find some place to call in. So we are expecting her to call in around 2:30. And in the meantime, we are going to play music from the CD. Again, it's called Motions of Love. It's scheduled for release this Tuesday, November 8th. So definitely stick around and listen to some of the music, and then we'll be talking to Mesa in about 30 minutes or so. All right, Mike, what's going on in Baltimore? How are you?
I'm doing all right today, Terry. I'm just, out here grinding and trying to make it do what it do out here. That's about it.
Well, you do that very well. You do that very well.
Well, I try. I can't say I'm trying, you know.
All right. I want to quickly mention before I go to another song, last Tuesday we interviewed Kim Waters, and Calvin Richardson does a song on his CD, and Calvin has been nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Traditional R&B Vocal Performer. So congratulations to Calvin for that. Also, the Soweto Gospel Choir was also nominated for Best Traditional World Music Album. So congratulations to those nominees and all of the other nominees. The awards air February 13th, so you want to check your local listings for that. All right, let's play another song from this CD. This is a pretty good CD. I think that you will enjoy it. It's produced, it features Dwelle, and there's a song that's co-written by Stevie Wonder on the CD as well. This next song I'm going to play is called Dance With Me.
Recognize the special things we have in store. Let's see beyond the darkness, baby, and look into the light. Let's just focus on us tonight.
Put your arms around me.
right. That was Come Dance With Me from Mesa's new CD, Motions of Love. And I'll give you just a little bit of background on Mesa. She sung with Incognito for quite a while before she went out on her own. And she is influenced by Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. And Sarah, she says, has been one of her greatest jazz influences. So I saw her perform for the very first time in 2007 on a cruise, and it was really, really nice to see her. No, actually, that's not right. That's the second time I saw her perform. The first time was she was here in Vegas, and that was some years ago, before 07, and really enjoyed her very much. Mike, have you seen her perform? Mike? Okay, looks like I lost Mike. Okay. All right, let's go to another song. The next song is called Day in... Yes? I thought
okay,
I lost...
Okay. No, I didn't, you didn't lose. I think you got me back on. But, yes, I have seen Mesa perform live in person, and I think the last time I'd seen her perform was at last year's Capital Jazz Fest. She performed with Spur of the Moment for the Capital Jazz Kickoff, and she's a very, very good singer. I love her voice, and she's just an amazing person, you know, to meet and everything, so...
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I was talking about her influences. She had also mentioned that Billie Holiday, in her bio, she says that Billie Holiday influenced her desire for love, her desire in love for moodiness and depth, while Dinah Washington inspired her to be classy. And, you know, Mesa likes to do a lot of scatting as well in her music. And she does some of that in this CD as well. So the next song, Day and Night.
After all last conversation, it was clear you're the one for me.
Jazziest magazine calls her one of the most identifiable and consistently enjoyable singers on the scene today. The Baltimore Sun calls Mesa one of the best singers in underground soul. That was Day and Night from her brand new CD, Motions in Love. It is scheduled for release on Tuesday. The next song I'm going to play is called Flower Girl, and this song features Dwele, and there is a video on YouTube for this song. Really nice video. So you want to go to YouTube and check that out. Just search for Mesa Flower Girl. Have you seen it, Mike?
Yeah, I love the video. It was a very nice video. And the song is just a nice song as well. Like I said, I've been a fan of Dwele since, you know, I've seen him perform with Boney James on his CD, you know, a couple years ago.
Right.
So I think that was the first time I've really ever heard of him. And then since then, it's like, you know, this guy's shown up everywhere. But he's a great singer. And him and Mesa, they were perfect for this song.
Definitely, I agree. All right, this is Flower Girl. And this is the first single being released on the song, on the CD.
Natural, sensual, vibrant, beautiful, colorful, delicate.
I'm in need of your touch.
Yeah.
Spread your sunshine when life storms too much.
You're my flower.
You bring beautiful colors. You give me life.
You give me life.
With your light, I'm free. I just wanna be.
Let me be.
Flower Girl from Mesa's new CD, Motions in Love. Welcome to the chat room, Smooth Jazz family. They say they love Mesa for reals. Oh, we love her too. So, again, Mesa is scheduled to call in around 2:30 my time, Pacific time, due to her flight from Baltimore to San Diego to perform at an anthology in the Angela Bofield Experience show. And this is a show that Mesa will be performing Angela's songs while Angela Bofield narrates sort of like autobiography of her life. And Mesa will be performing along with Marion Meadows on this show. So we hopefully will have her. She'll be calling in pretty soon. But the next song I'm going to play is a song that was co-written by Stevie Wonder. It's called Have Sweet Dreams. And speaking of Stevie Wonder, he will be here in Las Vegas performing on New Year's Eve at the brand new Cosmopolitan. And the show is going to be broadcast on mega screens out on the strip. So for all of those millions of people that are going to be out there New Year's Eve, they will get a free concert with Stevie Wonder show out there on the screens for them all to see. So that's going to be cool. That is really cool. So this is another great song from the CD. It is called Have Sweet Dreams.
Though no one can see it in your lovely smile, it is time for you to be where I can soothe you. Come inside my deepest love just for a while and have sweet dreams till the morning. Have sweet dreams through the night. Have sweet dreams. There could be nothing that's further from the truth. But you were born to give the world of hope and power. And I was made to love you when your day is through. So have sweet dreams. There's so many things and people you must meet, but the good part is that on all those day and days, I will shower you with sweet love in my face. So have sweet dreams till the morning, sweet dreams through the night. Have sweet dreams. The morning,
You can hear Stevie Wonder in the background playing the harmonica. Just faintly, but I can hear him. That was Have Sweet Dreams from Mesa's new CD, Motions of Love. That is scheduled for release on Tuesday. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'm trying to get Smooth Jazz family to call in and tell us why they like Mesa so much. Just to give us a little information on why you like her so much, the first time that you saw her and all that. So give us a call, 646-716-5485. Don't be shy, Smooth Jazz family. Don't be shy. Give us a call. All right. The next song is the title track, Motions of Love.
With all your might, I would believe you, but there's no light in your eyes. Your motions of love, you hold me close and you won't let go, but there's no fever, no life, no love.
Of Love from Mesa's brand new CD with the same name, and that was the title track that you just heard. And we do have Miss Mesa on the phone. Mesa, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
I know you just got off a plane.
Yeah, I'm in San Diego. Right now I'm about to do a concert with Angela Bofill. It's called the Angela Bofill Experience, and she narrates her life story, and I sing for her. And it's a wonderful show. Mary Meadows on the show. She's at the anthology.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's a... Well, I want you to know that your biggest fan is in the chat room. Smooth Jazz Family is in the chat room, and they say they love you for reals.
Thank you so much. That's so cool.
I have another message for you. Do you know who Tim Garrison is?
Uh-huh.
He wanted me to tell you. Well, he didn't ask me to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. He says that he loves you and he wants to marry you.
That's cool.
He is a big fan as well. He's a big fan as well. So congratulations on Motions of Love. Tell us about this CD.
It's my 9th solo CD, and I'm just really excited about it. It's I'm excited about all my music, but this time this has a little bit of something special on it. I stretched out a little bit more, I think, on this album.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so excited about it. I have some very special guests on this record. We have the soul star Dwele, and also the legendary, living legend Stevie Wonder is on the record. He wrote a song for me to sing, and he played harmonica on it and sang a little bit of background at the end. And it was surreal doing that.
Okay. I've already played tracks 1 through 6. To give the listeners a feel for your music. And I have to tell you that my favorite one on here is Your Name Is Not on the List.
That's good.
I like that
one. That's good. That's good.
I will play that one next. But tell us about your producing now.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit here and there. Can you hear that noise?
No.
Oh, you can hear that? Just co-producing is kind of cool. I just got in there with Big Dog and with Andrew Johnson and other people. Just did my thing and directed it the way I wanted it to go.
Okay. Now, I read a comment that you made on the CD where you said the album is a little dance, disco, rap, pop, and even country music.
Yeah, that's it. Your Name's on the List. That's my little touching upon a little country vibe, like little New Orleans, kind of southern vibe. Just a little bit.
Just a touch. All right.
Yeah, just a touch.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play this song, Your Name's Not on the List. Tell me about this.
Well, it's pretty much what everybody's going through. It's like, we deal with so much every day. Each one of us deals with so much stuff every day that there are some people or some things, that we just can't deal with. And some people who think they take priority in your life and they should be attended to at all times. And sometimes, I got enough things to worry about, and today your name's not on the list. I might there be some people I got to deal with, but you won't be, not today.
I love this song. Your Name's Not on the List.
Gas and electric, trying to maintain rent and car payments. Whatever else remains, don't you forget now that debt you got to pay. Up with the sunrise, always on the go. How do I do it? Lord, I don't even know. Sometimes I wish there were more hours in the day. Oh, yeah. Into the darkness with eyes open wide, feeling so foolish. Oh, I can't decide. There'll be a bud I'll have to kiss, but your name's not on the list. Oh no, your name's not on the list. famous and whatever else remains. Don't you forget now the debt you got to pay. Oh no. Up with the sunrise, always on the go. How do I do it? Lord, I don't even know. Sometimes I wish there were more hours in the day. Into the darkness with eyes open wide, feeling so foolish. Oh, I can't decide. There'll be a bud I'll have to kiss, but your name's not on the list. Oh no, your name's not on the list. Hear what I say, your name's not on the list. Eyes open wide, feeling so foolish. Oh, I can't decide. There'll be a bud I'll have to kiss, but your name's not on the list. Oh no, your name's not on the list. You hear what I said? Your name's not on the list.
That song. She say there may be a bud I have to kiss, but your name is not on the list. Of that. I have a phone. Yes, yes. I have a call for you, Mesa. Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
I'm good, babe. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I just got on Facebook and I saw the number on the crawler, and I just said I'm gonna get on here and talk to my future wife.
Oh, another one.
Don't let my current wife hear that.
You gotta get me in trouble.
Oh, my current wife. So.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I have to say, I got your first album by accident, and I have all of them now except for the very last one.
Oh, that's good, man. I appreciate that.
Yes, love it.
Oh, that's good. You're going to love the new one. The new one is, I love this one. It's really special.
Okay. I just got on Facebook, and I saw the number that you had put on. It came down my crawler, so I said, I'm going to call and talk to my future wife.
Thank you, honey.
They're lining up
it.
At your door.
Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, sweetheart. This is the year. This is going to change. A lot of great stuff has, and I'm excited.
Oh, good.
Great. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm one of those mortals. I'm one of those lowly mortals, so I'm going to have to go because I got to go punch a clock in a few minutes.
Yes.
Oh, I understand, babe.
And talk to your other wife.
I sure will.
Tell my sister wife I say hello.
Wow.
I sure will.
Thanks
okay,
for calling, Lauren.
Thank you, honey.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, Mace, I wanted to ask you about the Flower Girl song that you did with Duelle. Was he your original choice? Was he your first choice when you put about a partner to do the song with?
Yeah, actually, my producer, Chris Davis, he's the one that said we should get Duelle to do it. When we were thinking about people, you know, different songs and who we wanted to put on the different songs, he was like, you know, we definitely should get Duelle doing it. I was like, wow. I didn't know. As I was like, why can you get Duelle? And I was like, okay, let's try to get Duelle. And that's how it just all went down. Mm-hmm. He was really gracious enough to do it, and he's so fun. We had a great time doing the video. He had me laughing the whole time. And you can see it in the video where I was cracked up at him. He was a trip. He's so cool. So it was really fun.
Well, it's a nice video. Really
Thank
nice
you,
video.
Honey.
You're welcome. Okay, I have a question from the chat room. And first, let me welcome Tony XM Jr. Hey, Tony. Smooth Jazz Family would like to know, or are saying, his question is, we are looking forward to the new CD. On your Metamorphosis CD, the song Conversation with the Universe is such a great tune. Can you tell us how you came up with such a serious groove? We love it.
Wow, that's from Jason Miles and DJ Logic came up with that groove. I forgot, oh my gosh, I'm trying to get this straight. But he's a producer, they're two producers, and they came up with the groove. And so I wanted something different on the record, something, because their group is called Global Noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that album. That first album they did is like fantastic, and I wanted that kind of vibe. Because you know what, my thing is that I'm veering into this kind of, moving into this kind of world music thing. The next album is going to be totally different from this. It's going to be a world music project where I go around the world doing different world producers around the world and put my flavor on, like, you know, like we're going to go Bollywood. Maybe we're going to do everything, Indian music and you know, if this stuff from Morocco and all that kind of stuff. And that, I love that. And so that's why I did that song on the Metamorphosis album.
Oh, okay. So you're already working on your next album?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I already got some ideas. I'm going to wait a little while. I mean, we'll see how this goes. I mean, I have a feeling this album is going to keep me going for a minute, but I'm already putting in place ideas for the next one because that's my retirement plan. These records are my retirement plan, so I need everybody to buy them.
Okay.
That's a good retirement plan to have, yeah. Too, putting out music, you know?
I remember her telling us that. I want to let you know, Mesa, that I host another show called The Jazz Queen Show. It's a two-hour show, and in the first hour, I feature a CD. So I will be featuring this CD next Friday. The show airs every Friday. So I will be featuring this CD in its entirety next Friday.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, definitely. Okay, question. Go ahead,
Mike. I want to ask Mason real fast because, you know, you are from Baltimore, Maryland, and you've always stayed in Baltimore. Why have you never left Baltimore and go to someplace like L.A. or Atlanta or somewhere like that where your career may have – I mean, I don't think location really plays a big part, but you know what I mean.
I know what you're saying.
Like
a lot of people ask me that. I mean, my family is home. When my father passed away in 1994 – I promised him, you know, when he was leaving, I promised him I'd take care of my mom and everybody, do the best I can, and trying to help. And, I'm so close to my mom. And my son needs stability, and he needs some place where he can grow up. And, you know, when he gets a little older, I might move up there, you know. But I think I'm doing okay. I mean, L.A. is a great place. I love L.A., and I love visiting and love being out there. But I don't think I would have made it had I stayed out there because it's a different world. You have to have a... That world is like you have to look a certain way, you have to be a certain way, and I just couldn't live up to that.
Okay. I have a phone call. Area code 313. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Good morning. I'm sorry. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm Mesa.
Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call. I just have two quick questions. Your song, Guilty, Friendly Pleasure.
Friendly Pleasure.
What was the message you were trying to convey in that song?
Well, the song was written by a friend of mine named Jaleesa Anderson. She wrote the song, and I just covered it. But I chose that song because when you're in a relationship, you want to just everything to be chilled out. It's like I've gone beyond drama in my life. I don't want drama in my relationships. I haven't wanted that ever, really. But you just want somebody just to be chilled out and, you know, just love them and you love me and I love you and let's just move on. Let's just do it. But a lot of people like to bring drama to relationships. They want to play games. They want to mess around. They want to do all this stuff. And so I'm saying my whole thing is like, let's just make it easy and chill out. And, you know, the pressure that will be in our relationship will be friendly pressure. It'll be fun. You know, won't be stressed.
Okay. And the second question is about your song, Sexy. Did you make that song up or was it a real situation you went through?
Oh, no, that was written by Saida Garrett.
I'm sorry.
And so I chose that song because of the lyrics and because it was just like, it was presented to me as part of my record, and I loved the song. So I was like, oh, my God, I would love to do a song written by Saida Garrett. And so it was real cool.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Marla McKinney.
Marla. Well, thank you for calling, Marla.
Oh,
thank
no
you,
problem.
Babe.
My pleasure. And keep making that great music. I'm a great fan.
Thank you, sweetie. Oh, thank you.
No
babe.
Problem. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I have a comment from Tony Exum Jr. in the chat room. He says to say hello, and that he is a great fan of yours. I think she is in the same category as Aretha, Jill Scott, Gladys Knight, Phyllis Hyman, and your voice is heavenly.
Thank you. That's so nice. Thank you so much.
All right, and another question from Smooth Jazz Family. The song "I Need a Man" is so perfectly put into words. It can go for seeking a man or for seeking a woman as well. What's the inspiration behind it? It blesses me. That you say
what you said.
Okay.
I wrote that song because. That's what I was looking for at that time in my life. I wanted somebody who is, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I know about women's lib and all that stuff and how women should be paid the same. I believe all of that stuff. I believe those kind of things. But I also believe a woman should be cherished and looked after by a man. A man should lead. I will always believe that. And, you know, it's not always in our lives. Women don't always have that kind of lifestyle because we have to take over, you know, a lot of men are absent. But there are a lot of great men in the world, and I know I still believe in that one. I still believe in Prince Charming. I still believe in that man who's going to take over and take care of the family, our family. And you know, I'll do my best to take care of him in the meantime. So that's my dream. I grew up with that. My parents were like that. My father was the head of the household. My mom took care of everybody, and, you know, she was next in line, head of the household, you know what I'm saying? So it was just a beautiful arrangement. I saw that. I saw the love they had for each other, and I saw how my father, I mean, he just did everything he could to take care of us, and I adore that, and I want that too.
Oh. Well, I want to let you know that your other husband is on the phone. Tim, welcome.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Mesa. How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful. Thank God for technology because I'm actually in Louisiana right now and I'm helping my parents. And I got a chance to actually hear the show on my iPhone. So thank you, iPhone.
That's great.
But I was able to hear the show and some of the questions I was about to ask for, you know, as far as friendly pressure. Talitha, she was one of my favorite artists. I didn't know that you guys. And everything, so that was really, really good. I don't remember if you remember though, but when I saw you last, it was in Las Vegas. You did a show in Vegas. That's when I don't live in Vegas anymore. But I got the CD. My show is called Chill Out Jazz, of course, with Tim Garrison. I'm always posting on your page.
I love it. Thank you.
I'm always posted on the page. But, of course, I really don't have any questions. I just want to let you know that I love the CD. I thought I was going to be more into the interview today, though, but I had so many other things to do today, and I just wanted to come in and say hi. I love you. If you're not married, we can talk about it over a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Mike, I know you hear me. But hey, I just want to know you got nothing but love from me, and of course we're gonna play this and we're gonna make it a platinum album. I'm gonna try my best.
That makes me so excited. Thank you so much.
I understand your retirement plan.
Okay.
And Tim, I think you and Lawrence are gonna have to duke it out over Mesa.
He has a wife. You're gonna have to fight two people then, me and her.
And her, that's right. Wow, this is funny. Thanks for popping in, Tim.
Thank you, Mesa. Keep doing what you say, man. Good. And hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, man. I'm all right.
Good. Yeah, Mesa. And have a wonderful time there in San Diego. That's a beautiful place. That's Houston.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I love it there. And have a good show tonight too. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, baby.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Tim.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Now, Mason, I wanted to ask you. You know, we were talking about the songwriting and you know the different songs the young lady asked you about. Have you ever written a song or been presented a song that you kind of say, "Whoa, I don't know if I can sing this one."
I've been presented some songs like kind of graphic, you know, lyrically graphic songs. I can't do those. I'm too old stuff. And I think, you know, they want to say I don't like that kind of. I like kind of.
you know, the metaphor and all that kind of stuff. I'd rather do it that way. I mean, I've said a few things that are kind of controversial, but for the most part, I don't. Those are the kind of things I stay away from.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that you have to get to Anthology to get prepared for tonight's show. We're not going to keep you any longer, but I want to thank you so much again for giving us this time.
Oh, thank you so much, honey. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. So the CD is going to be released on Tuesday, and it'll be available on Amazon and your website?
And iTunes. Actually, Amazon and iTunes.
Okay.
So at this point, and then it'll be in Best Buy during the week, sometimes during the week.
Okay. And then are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter too.
Okay. And she is there under, I believe it's just Mesa Leak?
Yeah, just Mesa Leak. MaysaLeak.
All right. Well, you can follow her on Twitter under Mesa Leak. Hit her up on Facebook. And look for this CD on Tuesday to drop. It's called Motions of Love. All right.
One more question real fast for Mesa. I know you just did the Capital Jazz Cruise, right?
Oh, my gosh. That was incredible.
Oh, wow.
But I tell you, that was incredible. People are still tired. Nobody got rest. It wasn't a resting vacation. So I had to warn people that next year, don't get on that vacation if you're trying to rest. That's not what it's for. That was a party boat.
Wow, that's great. Now, did you perform any of the new music on that cruise?
Yeah, I did. I covered I covered I Try on this album because it's getting such a great response in the live show that people asked me, am I going to record it? So I went ahead and recorded it. And then also I did quite a few songs, like three or four songs on the album. They went over great.
Okay. Oh, good.
All right, cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, have a great show tonight with the Angela Bofill Experience. And if any of you like to know any more information about that, you can go to anthology.com. There's a write-up on it, and they also interviewed Angela Bofill, so you can read that interview as well on anthology.com. All right. Thank you again, Mesa, so much.
Thank you.
Have a great show tonight.
All right, babe. Thank you so much, man.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, that was Miss Mesa. Sorry we didn't have more time with her, but she does have to get to Anthology to do her sound check for her show tonight, get checked into her hotel, and get all set up for that. So, again, we want to thank Mesa for joining us and thank Charles for helping set that interview up. Smooth Jazz family, I'm sorry I didn't get to your last question, but I'm jealous of you because you're going to go see her tonight. So enjoy the show tonight for sure. All right, we have about 2 minutes left. I want to remind everyone that the time changes tonight, so don't forget to set your clock back 1 hour tonight. And, Mike, you have anything else to add?
Nothing else to add, but like I said, Mesa's a great singer, great CD, and, she's hometown, so you got to support.
Got to support. Support all of the artists as well. All right, I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD. Thanks to Joe from Germany, Niemann, Smooth Jazz Family, with all of your great questions, as always, and Tony XM Jr. for hanging out with us in the chat room.
Those two great saxophonists.
There you go.
Those two guys are just great guys.
I wonder why he's saying that. You've been listening. Oh, tomorrow we're talking to the smooth jazz band group Fingerprints, so you want to tune in for that. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. This is called I Try. But it seems
and you know I care. Even when you're not there. But it's not what you want. You close your door when I wanna give you more. And I feel
to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Drive. That's T-H-A
Daily Grind.